WDQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by neighbor's messages sent to W4JW. You can also check in via Echo Link node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP.
A lot of noise on you. I wonder if that's on the repeater or your signal. Do you have any more power?
I'll look into that.
It may be on the repeater, actually. Cold weather sometimes, yeah, that's okay, Wendy. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, that usually clears up within about 15 minutes after the net starts, W4DJW.
Looks like I'm at maximum power, so hopefully that'll clear up like W4DJW mentioned. Announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. The roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. To check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Please give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC-Q portion. Before calling the individual RF group, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. We have 15 early check-ins on my list tonight, so I will read through those. KN4HTP. Early check-in tonight, I have W2MJB, my husband Mark. W4FCM, Mr. Fred is from Traveler's Rest, and Ms. Isla, N4IEI. Mr. Pat from Malden, K4OSH. Mr. Andy from Table Rock, KI4LVI. Mr. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. Mr. Jim from Pelzer, KW4TS. Mr. Jack from Greenville, KJ4UH. Leroy checking in from Taylor, KA5WLL. Jerry checking in from Anderson, N4DJC. Fred checking in from Greer, KI4MRA. Len from Jacobsville, KG4WNP, then Mr. Patrick checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX, and finally Mr. Roland checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. If there are any new hams that would like to check in at this time, new hams only, please come on the radio and say net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I will go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please check in by calling KN4HTP.
Again, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I'll hang around.
Net control. Please check in, Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and listening in. Everyone have a nice evening. Try to stay warm.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. I was outside a few minutes ago while the dog was inspecting the backyard and looked up at the sky. It's a bit hazy out there for us, but I'm hoping, Mr. John, you can check out what the lineup of events are that we can look forward to this month and maybe during RAG 2, we can talk about those. Next, I'd like to check in Mr. Steve from Inman, KN4VWA. Mr. Steve, I hope you're able to stay warm there, too. It was brisk out there, so we got some winter temperatures on us upon us at the moment. All right, at this time, we'll go to our regular radio frequency check-ins, and tonight, being Monday, we will start with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around and I guess you're getting your repeater warmed up or everybody's sounding a little bit better.
And 4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thanks for joining us tonight, Harry. You down for some RAG 2 later. At this time, I'd like to check and see if there's anyone else in the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville and route to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, checking in, KO4GUN. Thank you for joining us tonight, Nelson. Hope you have a safe drive. All right, at this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
HTP. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Wendy and Mark. Good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4HTP. It's always good to hear you call the net. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
HTP. Mindy, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. I'll stick around for some chew.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thanks for joining us tonight, James. Good to hear you on the radio. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. Sid. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife, Miss Donna, from Greer, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Hope you have a good night out there in Greer, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna. Next up, I'd like to welcome Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. Thanks for joining us tonight, Duncan. I have you down for some RAG 2 later. All right, at this time, is there anyone else in the group India Through Lima? India Through Lima that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Check in KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India.
This is Tom in downtown Greenville. I have no traffic and no comments.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tom checking in from downtown Greenville, KF4KYI. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Tom. Hope you have a good evening. All right, I'll go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group at this time, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP. Cindy, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Lima. I'll be negative and negative.
Poor HTP. It's Wendy. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Emin, I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening.
KN4 HTP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville, KO.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ, checking in from Piedmont. Good to hear you on the radio, Miss Lorena. Thank you for checking everyone in tonight. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. It's good to hear you and your radio are back together again. I was concerned to hear about you, but I'm glad you are sounding good. So, thanks for joining us tonight, Walt. Hope you continue to be on the mend. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, checking in from Simpsonville, K04PXB. Mr. Lloyd, your check-in got cut off, so if you wanted to stay around for RACCHU, I did not hear that part. Do you want to stick around for RACCHU?
KO4PXB. I'll be listening.
KN4HTP. Thank you, Lloyd. I have you not down for RACCHU, but down for listening, so that's great. All right, is there anyone else in the group at this time, Mike through Papa, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP. Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7:30, Miss Wendy, Mark, and all in it. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, checking in mobile near Piedmont tonight, KO4NNH. Thanks for joining us, Fred. Hope you have good roads out there and safe travel. All right, at this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Q through T, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Please check in KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. My name is Anna. I'm at home in Campobello. And also check in my husband, Chad, KO4NUE. He is home with me tonight, and we will both be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. Have a great evening.
HTP. Check in Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris, and Lyman. No traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all of the net.
4HTP. Again, KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
For
HTP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
And if you will, please check in and out. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango. WX48T, Danny, over here in Gastonia, North Carolina, Gaston County. Good night, good night, 731.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Reach 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Anna, KO4RYP, checking in from Campobello. Miss Anna, hope you're having a good evening. And Miss Anna checks in Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. Please pass along our greetings to Mr. Chad. Next up, I'd like to welcome Chris, checking in from Lyman, WN4S. Hope you're having a good evening out there, Chris. Thanks for checking in. Next, I'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That is Mr. Chris, checking in from Liberty. Thank you for joining us tonight from Liberty. Then I'd like to welcome Jim, checking in from Dacusville, KO4RAX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jim. And then Danny, checking in from Gastonia, WX4DAT. Hope you're having a good night out your direction, Mr. Danny. Thank you for checking in. Is there anyone else in the group at this time, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, checking in from Greer, N0TR. Thank you for joining us tonight, Tom. Hope you have a good evening as well. Thank you for your good evening wishes. All right, at this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Control. Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. They checked me in and out tonight, man.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Columbus, KE4ZHF. Joining us tonight, Keith. It's good to hear you on the radio. Is there anyone else in the group, Uniform Through Zulu? Uniform Through Zulu, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP or Net Control. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, checking in from southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for joining us tonight, Tommy. Hope you have a good evening. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please check in by calling KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, this is WD4, CBQ, Tony, Mobile, and Greenville, negative and negative.
HTP, Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW, this is Tyler and Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Wendy.
KN4HTP, good evening, Wendy. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4. DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and thanks for calling it tonight.
Bridge TP. Hello, Mike, for Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For HTP. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome a station who is mobile in Greenville. I just got Whiskey Delta 4, so I need the rest of your call sign and your name, please. The station starting with Whiskey Delta 4.
This is WD4, CBQ, Tony in Greenville. Thank you.
Whiskey Delta 4, Alpha Bravo, Quebec. Is that correct, Mr. Tony?
Quebec, CBQ.
I got you in the log correct. I appreciate you helping me out with that. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Tony, and I hope you have a safe drive. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tyler, checking in from Taylor's, W4CTW. Then I'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave, checking in from Greer. Special thanks to you, Mr. Dave, for overseeing this net and making it run as smoothly as possible. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, Kurt. Thank you for checking in. And then I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Thanks for joining us tonight, Keith. Hope you have a good evening. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KN4HTP or Net Control. Miss Wendy and Mr. Mark. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net.
This is Kilo Victor for Nancy Charlie Mobile in Greenville. We'll be listening.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station to check in, Kilo Victor 4, I didn't get the rest of your call sign, that mobile station in Greenville.
K4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Victor 4, Nancy, Charlie. KV4NC, Gabriel, out there mobile and around Greenville.
Thank you, Gary, for that relay. All right, at this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Easley. KB2BYQ, thank you for joining us tonight, Dave. Hope you have a good evening. And then I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary and his wife, Miss Joy, from Easley, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Mr. Gary calls the net on Wednesday nights, and there is a swap net afterwards. That's always interesting to listen to, especially if you're looking to swap something. So I encourage you to tune in at 9 o'clock on Wednesday. Then I'd like to recognize Mr. Gabriel, who is mobile in Greenville, KV4NC. Thank you all for joining us tonight. I'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll open check-ins up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Anyone that would like to check into the net, please do so at this time by calling KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We've had a great bunch of check-ins tonight. We are at 51 at the moment, so I appreciate everyone. For tuning in and for checking in. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. At this time, I'd like to check in with John, KN4RJN in Brown Summit, North Carolina.
This is KN4RJ. Evening, Wendy. How you doing? I saw your text. I went looking for what's happening, and there's not a whole lot happening in February, except that Mercury is at its farthest western elongation away from the sun, which means you might be able to actually see it. On February 16th, a little bit before 6 o'clock in the morning, Mercury will clear the horizon, and you should be able to see it for at least, 20, 30 minutes or so. The sun comes up about 45 minutes later, but it, as you know, when the sun comes up, before it comes up, it starts washing out the sky on that side. So you might be able to, see it for a little bit. And while you're looking, look to the east, southeast, and you'll see Venus is the morning star at that point. Venus will be the brightest thing in the sky, and just below and light of Venus will be Mars, and further below and back towards the east, Mercury will come up just a few minutes before 6 o'clock. And as you're watching it, at about 20 after 6 or thereabouts, if you look to the southwest, you can see the International Space Station go over. It will be going from the southwest to the southeast. So, and it should be fairly bright in the sky because it should be reflecting sunlight off of it. But as the sun comes up. But that's about all that's going on in February.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Well, that sounds worth looking for, to see Mercury around the horizon line on February 16th, early in the morning. I'll definitely be looking for that. I'm going to put that on my calendar. And that's not too far, just, 9 or 10 days from now. I am keeping track of the numbers of the days. It's kind of a luxury of working from home, I guess. But for all the time the International Space Station's been out there around, I haven't ever gone out to see it. So that'll be a good opportunity to do that as well. So thank you for those tips of what's going on in the February night sky. How's the weather up your way? It's been pretty cold here. We got a lot of rain last few days. Other than that, it's, been pretty calm.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it was pretty lousy up here today. It was rain and freezing rain, and then it turned into just rain, but then the sun went down. It's gotten cold, so it never got above about 36 degrees today, so all that rain will freeze overnight, but it's supposed to get warmer later in the week. We're supposed to get up in the 50s, close to the 60s, so, but yeah, it was just dark, dank, cloudy, wet, and cold up here today, so there ain't nothing out. I did manage to see the moon poking through a thin spot in the clouds a little bit earlier when I took the dog out, but other than that, you can't see a squat up here.
Dark and dank. It sounds like a dungeon. So, I hope some good things happen besides the mood the weather was putting on us. But yeah, sunshine makes a difference, and sounds more like the kind of winter we're used to will be later in the week when it's in the 50s. So that's what we like around here, I think, is the mild winter. So fortunately, we only have these cold days every once in a while.
This is KN4RJ and Roger. Yeah, it was a pretty lousy weather-wise day. There is a, let's see, where did I see it here? There's a partial solar eclipse, but you have to be in Argentina to see it in April. And then there's a total lunar eclipse May 16th, which can be seen from all throughout North America. So put that one on your calendar. Those are kind of cool to watch, assuming that you can actually, see the moon, but it's not cloudy or something. There is a total lunar eclipse on May 16th. And you can see it through all of North America, Greenland, the Atlantic Ocean, and parts of Western Europe and Western Africa, if you happen to be there at the time. But that will That will be the big thing. That's May 16th. But other than that, you know, the dog is doing, you know, dog got one of the cats that is a little bit more skittish than the other cats. Took off, and anything that takes off, the dog wants to chase, and there was this major commotion coming down the steps. I thought somebody rolled a barrel down the steps. And got to the bottom and caught the dog, and the cat disappeared. She got chastised, so she's pretty much decided that she's not going to chase the cats anymore. But the older cat, you know, sits on my lap. The dog's sitting beside me on the couch, and they've gotten to the point where they can, you know, share space now. So she doesn't run, and she just doesn't care. So, but other than that, things going well here. I know what you mean about missing the days. When you don't work, it's, you know, one day flows into the next, and you're not really sure what day it is. So I almost forgot it was Monday. But yeah, everything's going good here. Give my best to Mark, and I know Harry's out there wanting to chat, so I'm going to back on out of here and say 73s to everybody, and this is KM4RJN, and I am clear.
4HTP.
Yeah, I'm
glad I texted you then to get my, you're an excellent resource for what's going on in the sky, so... as you were telling me your commotion down the stairs story, our dog Shadow, she's a retired greyhound racer, and she races on the stairs too. The problem is she's just always racing me, and you know, I have no desire to beat her, but if I start down the stairs and she doesn't realize that she has to pass me on the stairs, she never stays behind me. She always, 100% of the time, has to pass me on the stairs. She cuts down on the left. She always passes on the left, which is good. She's got that rule down. but even if there's not room, she'll squeeze through there. So, and thankfully it's a habit I know she has, and I always expect her when I hear her coming up behind me. The funny part is that we have a third floor where my art studio. And when I'm coming down from up there, there's a door at the bottom of the stairs that I usually keep closed to keep the warm air trapped on the lower floors. And so, and I like it cooler, so that door's always closed. But she still races me down the stairs, even though she's coming to a closed door, and she knows it. It's closed nearly 100% of the time. And she will still race me down the stairs and then slam on the brakes at the last step. And then she blocks my access to the doorknob. So coming down is always a challenge. I usually have a couple of magazines or yarn or something piled on the bottom, couple of steps. Keep my built-in tripping hazard there right at the bottom. There's always more to go up than I want to carry at a time, so... Anyway, she just creates this bottleneck right there, and then she is hilarious to see her long body there at the bottom of the stairs because she's taken up about 4.5 to 5 stairs with the length of her body. So her, you know, her paws are on the bottom, and then her back legs are clear up, and so then have to squeeze around her and not step on her tail, and she just makes it an adventure.
And yeah, you know. My dog has to. She will follow me. She won't try to get ahead of me. But she, when she was chasing the cat, she was flying down them stairs. I thought somebody dropped, you know, a beer barrel and rolled it down the steps or whatnot between the cat and the. And the steps come down and you got a landing and then it's a 180 degree turn. So I don't know how the cat made that turn, but I don't think the dog quite made it. It's like. it was a rabbit, but in any event. Well, again, I'm on back on out of here. I'll say 73. This is KM4RJN, and I am clear. Once again.
4HTP. Thanks for the rag chew, John. This time I'll take a pause from rag chew and see if there's anyone that I've missed for comments or for check-ins. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha to Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move along to Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. See what comments do you have for us tonight, Mr. Harry?
KCTP, KC4EZN. Good evening, Wendy. Just want to let John know I haven't seen any strange animals, but we did have two deer walk across the yard a couple of weeks ago and run up through the woods. I haven't seen them again recently, and I think I have a resident chipmunk living under my front porch now. At least ways I see this little furry animal, and every now and then he runs up, looks around, and ducks under the step and disappears. But haven't seen anything particularly unique or strange lately. Anyway, we're just kind of, I won't say laying low. We went to California back middle of January and visited with our daughter and grandchildren and did not catch anything, didn't bring anything back, and just doing the things that you do. Had a kind of a little bit of exciting last night. I was talking to another ham friend, and we're getting ready to start radio classes up here, and we're going to do it on Zoom, and we were talking about that, and he says, "You got your radio on." I said, "Well, yeah," and we coordinated frequencies, and I managed to work the Republic Cote d'Ivory, which is the Ivory Coast. And then I picked up Israel and Poland on 80 meters, which is very unusual. 80 meters last night was really, really active. On my laptop, I had about a screen and a half of decodes in each 15-second session. And that was really busy. But and I slowly but surely been trying to finish out this, either the worked off stage or the DXCC, and it's kind of a mixed bag. I need on 10 meters, I need all the close states, which right now 10 meters seems to be a DX band. And then, needless to say, on the lower frequencies, I need countries. And so I just keep trolling around and pick up something. And the difficult part is getting them to confirm it. Anyway, that was a little bit of excitement, and like I say, we've just been having fun. That big tree that my radio's telling me I talk too long at a time. I'm going to have to change that setting. Anyway, make firewood out of most of that big tree, the bigger part of the trunk, which is, I don't know, 18 to 20 inches in diameter. Had a neighbor with a big saw come over and saw the long part off, and that's still laying in the yard, but the rest of it I turned into firewood, and have been enjoying that all winter. I figure it's a good combination of exercise, and you know, firewood will warm you 3 or 4 times depending on how you have to work it, you know, the last time being when you put it in the stove. But we just been having fun, and wife and I went out and ate out in a restaurant last week for the first time in about a year. Kind of hoping that things ease up, but real glad to hear Walt talking. Understand he's going through some stuff, but still good to hear him. Always welcome. But that, we'll bounce it back in your court, Wendy. I think there's somebody else out there said they would like to rag you, and I've said about all I've got to say, so we'll turn it back to you. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Well, thanks for coming on the radio for some rag chew. It's great to hear you're having success, especially with the 80 meters, so it's fun to hear your... hear about your contacts and your the focus areas of the near states for the other contacts, and so it's nice to hear about the hobby and your success in it. So thanks for sharing that with us. This is KN4HTP. I'm going to take a little break here from RACCHU and see if there's anyone that I've missed for comments or for check-ins. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP to check in. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move the RACCHU along to Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. Are you still tuned in, Duncan?
KB, this is KO4JKV. I'm loving the new blue skies, but gray skies and dim, wet. It's nice to see sunshine, but clouds were rolling in later this evening. How was your day?
My weather was cloudy. I had to use the lights during the day, which I don't usually have to do. But then by dark, it was partly cloudy, so I was able to get out and see a few of the stars and part of the moon. So that was nice, but it has been pretty cold here. Wouldn't want to go out in bare feet, that's for sure. How about you?
Good. I'm just loving, well, it did get cloudy today, but I was going to rag too about something completely different, but since John KN4RJN chimed in about the astronomy, I just wanted, on a side note, to say that I remember about 6 months ago, he was going heavy on the astronomy information, and I love that. If John, if you're listening still and you have an email list, I'll get on that, because you really know your stuff out there, and that is, we should hear more of that, over.
KO4JKV, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, I like to, he's very knowledgeable. I like to quiz him about, well, ask him questions about astronomy all the time. So tune in on Monday nights, because if he's on, I'm calling the net, I for sure will be asking him questions about it. So he does have some good apps to recommend too, so I'll ask him for a rundown of those next Monday. I'll be calling the net again next Monday. So I'm glad to hear that's an interest of yours. What other things were you interested in commenting about?
Being the new general, I'm really into Parks on the Air, and I've been doing random contests, like just past weekend was the Vermont CUSO party. I did that and did it right, so I actually made the file and sent it in like like I should, and deer in the headlights with all this new stuff, but making contacts really far, so yeah, I'm sounding stupid right now, but I'm just having a blast, over.
Oh, that's awesome to hear, you know, to get into all the little different things you can explore and do with this hobby. It's great. My husband's looking into the, now the phrase left me, but the one where you go up to the mountain peak and then you check in with CW. He's working on getting that ready, and I love hearing about Harry, KC4EZN, all the contacts he gets, so it's a really great hobby, and you know, we each can find our favorite little niche, but it's really fun to try it all, especially at the beginning. You're ahead of me. I am a technician, not a general yet, but I do have that on my list of goals for this year, is to study and take the general and pass. Let's say study and pass. So congratulations on being a new general. And I would ordinarily recommend our Tuesday night net controller, Walt. He has a roundtable on Tuesday nights, but I'm not sure if he's calling the net this Tuesday or not. But anytime you come on, you can ask questions and get tips and other people who are interested in the particular thing you're interested in. Any night that you want to do, make comments. There will be other people listening in that will have interesting stories or information to share.
Big fan of Walt, and I'm sure you're listening to Walt right now. If you want to do some chit-chat later, we'll have my ears on. I apologize for the CB reference. And yeah, Harry and Candler has been a big help to me with, you know, logging software and stuff like that. And Harry, I'm curious to know if he and I can talk Simplex, which I bet we can. But if you guys, you know, I'll hang out later. But thanks, Wendy, so much for holding the net. I think you maybe have another rag chewer up on the stump. But thanks again, and I will step back and turn it back to net. KN4HTP, this is KO4JKV.
Comment.
It's KC4EZN. I get Duncan on reverse really, really easy, so Simplex... Simplex would work. We just need to, I don't normally monitor 146.52, but you can holler at me either on this net, the Good Morning net, and we can set up a schedule or something. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Wendy, KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
Comment?
NUE. Harry, just want to let you know I stumbled across something yesterday. I built a new antenna and stumbled across 7.195 is the Tintec Legacy Net every Sunday. And they were checking in with their Tintecs, but you know, not required to have one, but they were talking all about them and different models and so on and so forth. So I wrote frequency down, figured I'd pass it along to you if you didn't know already. But, and hello to you, Miss Wendy. Thank you for calling the net tonight. You're doing a wonderful job as always. KO4 in UE, back to net.
KN4HTP, net control with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank everyone for their comments tonight. We'll give one more opportunity here for anyone who's listening in and hasn't had the opportunity to check in yet. We're checking in all stations, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
Whiskey Delta 8. Romeo Oscar November. Brevard, the name is Ed.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for checking in, Ed. WD8RON. Yeah, that's right. WD8RON from Brevard. I appreciate you checking in. Sorry I missed you up there on Echo Link, but I'm glad you were able to check in with us. Thanks for joining us. We run this net every night at 9, so tune in any time. All right, at this time, I'm going ahead and close the... Let's see, I have official words here. close out the net, and I will submit my net report electronically. I'll break here for a minute for the automatic net report to transmit tonight's results. So hold on just a moment. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with my thanks to everyone for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night, everybody.
EZN, KC4, EZN, KO4JKV.
4JKV, KC4EZN.
Hey, Harry, I was just wondering if I could turn my antenna and see if we could... I was just curious if we could contact Simplex on 2 meters, 146.50, perhaps.
Well, I've got 146.52 programmed into my radio. That's the calling frequency, and we could probably talk on that. But, yeah, I'll pick you up on input real clear.
Roger that. Let me turn. I probably don't even have to turn my antenna, but I'll do it anyway, and we'll go 146.52, and then give me about 2 minutes.
Alrighty, we'll throw a Q signal at you. I'm on a QSY to 14652. Well, we'll see you over there, Duncan. This is KC4EZN. 4JKV, KC4EZN.
4JKV, yeah, that was a good test. Thanks for doing that. Like I said, your signal was hard to understand. What did I sound like, over?
You didn't sound a whole lot different than you did over the repeater. And again, I've got one button on this microphone program to where all I have to do is push it to reverse. And on reverse, you weren't quite as loud, but you were still clean and clear. If that was the way it was working well.
Good to know. Yeah, like I said, it was really, it was like a 3-3. It was way down in there. But I could just tell by the tone of your voice that it was you. But, But I was curious to know if we could make contact on Simplex. And, you know, we'll work on it again because I think that's important. But, I had a question about logging. I'm just new to logging. I'm new to everything, but especially logging. So I'll let this drop and get ready for a logging question.
JKV, KC4EZN. I'll have to let the repeater have its voice. I think that Dave may jump in here if he's listening, but I think they leave this thing with the courtesy tone turned off, which means that the repeater, I think it overrides whoever's talking, but it doesn't block them out. I know our repeater here, if it turns on, it'll turn you off and shut itself down for a few seconds. But if you hear a courtesy tone on this repeater, then it's got a timer on it. I think they turn that off for the net. So just pay attention. If you hear it go bloop, then the courtesy tone's back on. But anyway, yeah, go ahead with your logging question, KC4EZN.
Lately, I've been listening to 40 meters, 20 meters. I haven't been shying away from 40 or 20. And then I've been listening, and I made contact with this guy in Costa Rica. He has a big bazooka antenna. I have a little Mickey Mouse rig up here, but he has a gigantic microphone and gigantic ear, so we've made contacts about four times. And let me let this drop. I don't do logbook of the world, and I really just until last weekend I started doing the QRZ logbook, and so I've been doing that. But I got a request from him to log him, because we had a QSO yesterday, this guy in Costa Rica, I think his name is Juan, and but he had a request for me to confirm his QSO as today, Monday, which we did not have a QSO today, Monday. We clearly had a QSO yesterday. And I don't feel like hitting the reject button because I don't want to make him mad. But if he looked on my log, he can clearly see that I logged him yesterday. So I don't know. Have you ever dealt with anything like that? Over?
Occasionally I get that. The only thing that I would say is look at the time, because we use UTC time, which means that at 8 o'clock tonight it's midnight in London. That's zero, so which means that it's tomorrow. I mean, my watch tells me it's still Monday, but in England it is Tuesday. And if you contacted him after 8 o'clock local time, then it was Monday. The other thing is if there's a way to send him back, tell him, you know, according to your log, you did it yesterday, and let him do the correction. If he is... if he's that anxious to, you know, have the contact recorded, let him do a little work.
He seems like a really cool guy, and he's busy. He's really reaching out and making contacts really up here in North America a lot. I can't pull up his call sign right now, but okay, I will take that into consideration. But just by looking at the you know, latitude and longitude, he should be one or two time zones away from me, so that wouldn't put it into a day later. But I'll check on that. I didn't want to, you know, offend him by, you know, rejecting his claim. But anyway, a lot of questions, and I'm new to this. Over.
KI4LZI.
Go ahead, Andy.